Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Big moments or small moments? They all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
It is our fourth and final hour on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. And again, if you missed it earlier in the show today, my buddy Mike Donahue was on. We are going to have a big event coming up on October 10th at the Pier in North Wildwood. It is going to be a huge rally on the beach, on the pier, to take back New Jersey, to come together after Charlie Kirk's assassination. We're going to do a candlelight vigil for him using our cell phones. Jack Cittarelli is going to speak. I'm going to speak. Matt Rooney's going to speak. It's going to be a great night. So I really would love for you to be there 4 to 7 p.m. But you have to register by going to Cape, CAPEGOP.com, CAPEGOP.com. Okay? And please do that today because I think that you will love being there. And they're counting on me to, well, get the Army out. So October 10th. All right? It's a free event. And it'll be a lot of fun. What I love about doing these kind of things, too, is that it's just nice to be able to get together and, I don't know, have camaraderie. And especially after what we've all been through, the camaraderie will be really, really nice. Plus, we got to mobilize everybody to get Jack elected. And plus, it'll be a great night, I don't know, on the boardwalk in Wildwood. And after it's over, you go to Mulligan's. You go to the Grand Hotel. You do whatever you want. All right? October 10th, go to CapeGOP.com and sign up and do that today. Please. I would appreciate it very, very much. All right, so Pam Bondi stepped in it in a big way. I'm going to play this for you. She was on the Katie Miller podcast. Katie Miller is married to White House Deputy Chief of Staff Stephen Miller. And this is what she said. And then she tried to clarify it on Twitter. And there's an old saying, when you're in a hole, stop digging. And yet the attorney general kept digging. This is cut number six.
There's free speech and then there's hate speech. And there is no place, especially now, especially after what happened to Charlie, in our society.
Do you see more law enforcement going after these groups who are using hate speech and putting cuffs on people so we show them that some action is better than no action?
We will absolutely target you, go after you, if you are targeting anyone with hate speech, anything. And that's across the aisle.
Okay. Let's understand that hate speech does not exist. There is no such thing called hate speech. Hate speech is a lie. It is something that the left created to try to silence conservatives. And I'm going to read you a tweet. All right? And I'm going to read you this tweet, and I'll tell you who it's from in a second. Here it is. Let's see if I can find it here. I had it, and then now I lost it. Let's see if I can find it here. Here it is. It's from May 2nd, 2024. Hate speech does not exist legally in America. There's ugly speech. There's gross speech. There's evil speech. And all of it is protected by the First Amendment. Keep America free. That was said by Charlie Kirk. So since Charlie has been killed, I think it's very important to understand something. That is that if we dishonor his legacy by trying to criminalize speech, then his life was in vain. It was absolutely in vain because this man was a tireless warrior and champion for freedom of speech. But then Bondi decided to make it worse by going online and saying something even dumber, which was basically like, well, if you are inciting people, then we'll come after you. And first of all, as we talked about with Hans von Spakovsky, the idea of inciting someone is very specific, and I'm going to go through that with you in just a second. But after getting a lot of blowback, the attorney general tweeted out the following. Hate speech that crosses the line into threats of violence is not protected by the First Amendment. It is a crime. For far too long, we've watched the radical left normalize threats, call for assassinations, and cheer on political violence. That era is over. You cannot call for someone's murder. You cannot swat a member of Congress. You cannot dox a conservative family and think it will be brushed off as free speech. These acts are punishable crimes, and every single threat will be met with the full force of the law. Now, that's true, except that there's no such thing as hate speech. So hate speech that crosses the line into threats of violence ceases being speech. And that's the point. They become acts. It's not speech anymore. It's an act. So if you swat somebody, that's an act. If you make a direct threat on someone, that is an act. If you do any of the other things in her examples, those are not, that's not speech, that's an action. That's an action. So you've left the realm of speech. And the problem that I have with her tweet is that she begins with the two words hate speech. Hate speech that crosses the line into threats of violence. You don't have to say that. If you make a direct threat of violence to somebody, of course it's not protected by the First Amendment. But what I don't like is us using the term hate speech and thinking that in some way we're going to use the government to go after speech we don't like under the guise that it's quote unquote hate speech. And then we had people who, of course, they went, well, she's talking about inciting people. And she brought up Brandenburg. Now, the test under that, which is an important one to note, and this is, a key here, and this is why President Trump, I defended him after January 6th, because he did not incite a riot at the Capitol. He never told anyone to go smash windows, do any of the other things that were done that day. He said, we're going to march peacefully, and we're going to let our voices be heard. And yet the left tried to say that he incited a riot. So you see how dangerous it is to suggest that speech can incite people's actions. And as I mentioned to you earlier, the left has been using the argument of speech can incite people into violence to cancel conservative speakers. They've tried canceling Charlie Kirk in the past by saying we can't guarantee your safety or the safety of other people, therefore we can't let you come to our campus. It's called the heckler's veto. But they use the excuse of, well, incitement to cancel a speaker they don't like. In order for something to cross the line over into the Brandenburg standard, there's a three-pronged test. The first is intent. The speaker must intend to incite or produce lawless action. In other words, if I stand up there and I say, we're going to take back our country, and in November, we're going to have a revolution, and we're going to return America to 1776, and the principles on which this, and none of that is incitement. If I stand up there and I say, we're going to take back our country, so pick up the weapons around you and let's go kill some lawmakers, that's different. And I think everybody understands the distinction. And that's not hate speech. That's me calling on you to commit violence. That's not protected speech. But it can't be broad. You can't punish political speech that says, we're going to take back our country. We're going to defeat the left. We're gonna put a bullseye over their target. All the other things that are said, that's not incitement. It's political speech. We're gonna throw the bums out is different than me saying, go to the Capitol, grab a member of Congress, lift them up, and throw them through a window. The fact that I have to explain that to somebody, not you, because you're a smart person, is part of the problem. That's the difference. So it's perfectly fine for me to stand up and say, we are going to go to Washington and we're going to get all those scoundrels and we're going to get them the hell out of there. That's different than me saying, we're going to go to the Capitol, walk into their offices, physically grab them, drag them down the halls, and beat the hell out of them. Now come join me and let's go kick some congressional ass. That's different. One is a metaphor. The other is me calling on you to do direct action. The second prong in the test is that it has to be imminent. The lawless action must be imminent, meaning that it's expected to occur right away rather than at some indefinite future time. So if I say, we're going to take back our country this November. Yeah, that's different than me saying, that was like a Howard Dean right there, right? That's different than me saying, we're going to take back our country by right now going and kidnapping members of the Senate. And that's, whoa, okay, that's now you've gone too far. And the likelihood, the speech must be likely to actually incite or produce that imminent lawless action. Meaning you've got to be very specific, very credible, and it has to be very now. Like, let's march down there and set that building on fire. Versus, let's light a fire for all to see. A fire for democracy, a fire in memory of Charlie Kirk. The Attorney General just dug a gigantic hole for herself. But the nice thing is that the overwhelming majority of conservative commentators were very quick to pounce and say, we don't have hate speech in America. We just have speech. There are actions that people take. Those are actions. That's not speech. Hate speech doesn't cross the line because there's no such thing as hate speech. There are hate crimes, but there's no hate speech. So if something crosses the line into an action, it is the action, not the speech. And if you're going to use this fighting word standard under Brandenburg, if you're going to use this idea of saying basically now, or in the prior court case before Brandenburg, where you're going to say that a speaker is trying to get people to do violence, it has to be very specific and it has to be very obvious that they are calling on people to do something very specific, not broad, generic things. And the other reason why you can't say we have hate speech is because they have hate speech in countries. They have hate speech laws. And they just arrested a comedian in the UK for making jokes about transgender people. And they sent armed police to his house to arrest him for making jokes about transgender people because it violated the UK's hate speech laws. So as much as we despise people celebrating Charlie Kirk's death on social media, unless they are specifically saying specific threats at specific individuals and trying to direct specific action taken against specific individuals at a specific imminent time, it's just speech. As awful as it is, it's just speech. And you want to keep it speech so that the left can't use it as an excuse to either A, shut down speakers under the idea that their words may incite people to violence, maybe people that disagree with them, because you can make the argument that Charlie Kirk incited that shooter. If you want to play the left's game with this, if you want to play that game, well, his words incited that guy to kill him because his words were so hateful in the guy's eyes. That's not a game we play in this country. That guy committed a crime. Charlie Kirk's speech had nothing to do with it. That man chose to kill him. Charlie Kirk's speech is not the reason why. And so to use the idea that somebody may be triggered or incited or may want to take action against the speaker as a reason to cancel a speaker is so antithetical to the First Amendment. But most importantly, it will absolutely be used to silence us. Me, you, the next Charlie Kirk, and all the other people that say controversial things. The left has been dying to have hate speech laws. If it were up to them, they'd have hate speech laws tomorrow. You couldn't criticize the LGBTQ plus IA, every letter of the alphabet, plus numerical symbols. I want to make sure I'm being inclusive, obviously. You couldn't say things like a man can't be a woman. You would not be able to say things like a biological male should not play on a women's sports team. That would be a hate speech. That would be a hate speech violation. I mean, they have this stuff in the UK. Hate speech. So where Pam Bondi is wrong is when she says when hate speech crosses the line. At that point, it's no longer speech. It's conduct. It's not speech. It's conduct. That's the difference. But unfortunately, we have to, you know, preface these things and we have to say these things. And it's just frustrating that we even have to clarify this. Speaker Mike Johnson responded to a question regarding the attorney general's hate speech comments. And by the way, she's lost even more support today than she had the day before. And that wasn't much. Cut number seven.
Well, I mean, I approach this as a former litigator who defended free speech in the courts for a couple of decades. We defended religious freedom and speech that some people deem to be inappropriate. Look, in America, it's a very important part of our tradition that we do not, this is a conservative principle, and certainly an American principle, we do not censor and silence disfavored viewpoints. People in America are allowed to say crazy things. Now, that said, if I'm an employer or I'm a government agency and I have someone in my employ who is online celebrating the heinous murder of an innocent person, a young husband and father, I can make the decision that they don't deserve to work for me. They shouldn't represent my company or my
Bingo.
Agency. And I have every right to do that, and I think that's appropriate. That's not the government censoring speech. That's personal behavior and decorum, and you have a right to enforce that. So I don't think it's a violation of core principles for people to have appropriate measures taken when they act like crazy people online. And that's up to the employers and these private businesses and the people who make those decisions. That's not something that Congress is involved in. But, I mean, I think all of that is intellectually consistent and we'll continue to defend it.
And that's the distinction right there, is that – I'll put it to you this way. This is a tweet that I put out earlier today. Here's the difference. Because we're talking about cancel culture, right? Cancel culture. A comedian tells a joke that offends people and loses a stand-up comedy special. Think Dave Chappelle. That would be cancel culture. This is not cancel culture. A nurse celebrates murder and then loses her job at a hospital taking care of patients who might be uncomfortable around a nurse who celebrates murder. That's the distinction. Now, to address Johnny Cook's point, I totally understand your distinction. If a college student in Texas says something horrible online, she should have her life ruined. But if someone important like Brian Kilmeade advocates murder, well, look a squirrel. First of all, Brian Kilmeade apologized for his comments about homeless people. That's number one. Fox has certainly fired people in the past for their comments that they've made before. I don't really think Kilmeade was really even paying attention. But number two, this idea of a life being destroyed. If you lose your job, like I'm going to be totally honest with you. If somebody works for me and they're advocating or celebrating murder, like they're celebrating Charlie Kirk's murder, for example, I'm firing them. They're bad for my brand, among other things. I'm not going to let them continue to work for me. I don't want the government prosecuting them, but I don't have to give them a paycheck. That's the thing about freedom. I'm under no obligation to hire someone who says idiotic, stupid things. None whatsoever. These hospitals are not under obligations to hire to keep these idiots on staff. Neither are coffee companies, Office Depot, whoever else. They are under no obligation to keep somebody on their payroll who does not have the common sense to know the difference between saying something that would reflect badly on their employer and not. Chances are, if you're dumb enough to do something like that, probably not smart enough to work for me in the first place. Brian Kilmeade apologized for his comments. I'm okay with that. People have said things in the past that are crass and crude, and people say things in the moment, and they apologize for them. Okay. There's another level for people in this world of communications where you say things for hours a day, and sometimes things are taken out of context. Sometimes you say things that you wish maybe you didn't say. Sometimes you have a slip of the tongue. Okay, it happens. You take responsibility. You apologize for it. You move on with your life. But that's not the same as celebrating Charlie Kirk's murder when you're a nurse at a hospital and then thinking that that healthcare system wants to be associated with you because you reflect on their brand, which is, wait for it, healthcare. That's right. And you're celebrating someone's murder. I don't want to be the patient as a conservative lying in that hospital bed with the nurse down the hall who just celebrated Charlie Kirk's murder coming in to do my IV. Call me crazy, but I'm going to ask for a different nurse. And if that hospital doesn't fire that person, I'm probably going to go to a different hospital. So there's a difference between the government taking action and people in the private sector taking action. And again, if you can't understand that distinction, I don't know what to tell you. Comedians and entertainers and other people who say provocative things for a living, you can respond at the marketplace by not paying to see their show. If you're really bothered by what Brian Kilmeade said, you don't have to watch if you don't want to accept his apology. But understand, though, that there's a big difference between what your employer does, what the government does. And the government should not touch any of these people for their comments. None of them. Because you have the right to say awful things. In America, you have that right. And let's hope it always stays that way, because that's certainly what Charlie Kirk was always fighting for. But I'll be very honest with you. If I'm a patient in a hospital and I find out that my doctor was one of the doctors who was in the news, who was posting horrible things online about Charlie Kirk and was hoping that other people die, and I'm a conservative and I've got to get surgery, which is very likely since I get surgery once, twice a year, maybe three times for good luck, I'm not going to stay there. I'm going to get a different doctor. And that's bad for business for the healthcare system. So they're probably going to fire that guy. And he should probably think that stuff through before he posts that stuff publicly, because he's not a commentator. He doesn't work for Fox News. He doesn't work for MSNBC. He's not a radio host. He's not a comedian. He's a physician. Different jobs have different standards of behavior. That's also something I think everybody understands. Like, it's one thing for Jimmy Failla to make jokes about doing like being drunk and being topless and everything else, and your banker doing those things. Like, if you show up for a 9 o'clock meeting with your mortgage guy and he's like, oh man, was I on a cocaine bender last night? Let me just sober up. You're going to be like, I think we're probably going to go down to the next branch. But if a comedian like Fela says it, you're going to laugh because he's a comedian. I say something that pushes the envelope. I'm a commentator. That's my job. If a teacher says something that pushes the envelope in college, that's different than a teacher who pushes the envelope in kindergarten. Like, we're all smart enough to know the distinction. If people can't figure that out, I don't know what to tell you. But I think a lot of people are learning that lesson very quickly. The First Amendment does not protect you in your job. And the other thing I'll say is if you're living in such a desire to be famous at any cost where you're willing to go on social media and post asinine things, get ready for the consequences. Get ready for the consequences and be prepared for those consequences. Like, every day I realize this could be my last show. I could say something that could get me fired. Okay, like, I'm ready for that. I accepted that a long time ago. I accepted that when I got into this business. But I would not be in the same mindset if I was doing something else for a living. So the other context that matters is what you do for a living. Are there different rules that apply? Absolutely. There's different rules for comedians than there are for people that are teachers. There are different rules for psychologists than there are for people that are bartenders. I mean, it's just the nature of life. But at the end of the day, the government needs to stay the hell out of it. Unless you can prove that somebody's actually inciting violence, specific, direct violence, then the government has to stay out of it. Otherwise, we don't have a free country. That's the bottom line. All right, I got to play Booker. I got to do that. So, Matt, we're just going to have to hold off on that because I'm also realizing right now that Senator Dave McCormick is speaking on Fox News right now. He and John Fetterman are calling on a temperature check. Calls for civility. Josh Shapiro also gave a big speech today. But Josh Shapiro, we're going to have to get to that tomorrow, too. I'll just say what I said in Fox News today. It's not enough for Josh Shapiro to call for civility. The Democrats need to expunge this, the radical left fringe from their ranks. They've given them safe harbor. It's gone on for too long. And they need to get it out of their ranks, or we're never going to have bipartisanship again. Because all these crazy people that you're seeing, whether it's Mandami, these people in the streets celebrating, they're all on the left. They're all on the left, and the Democrat Party has given them safe harbor. You realize that? You think of the violence that happened in this country after George Floyd's death. Somebody made this point. I thought it was excellent. Have you seen any buildings being set on fire after Charlie Kirk's murder? Have you seen any instances of property destruction, violence in the streets? Have you? No. It is one side in the political spectrum that is doing all this right now, and has been for years. And when the violence after George Floyd's death happened, it was justified by politicians. They justified oppression and white supremacy and slavery and all the other things to justify billions and billions of dollars of property damage and buildings being set on fire and their own COVID violations, their own COVID protocols being violated, by the way. Just for the record. All right, Tri-County Auto, my great friends over there, they're terrific people, and I am thrilled with the work that they do. I am so happy they sponsor the show and so happy that they stand with us, and I'd love for you to go visit them. They are right on Route 422, easy to get to, right on King of Prussia, Limerick, the Main Line, Collegeville, you name it, and go to tricounty.com to see all their specials, tricounty.com. Like, I'm a Jeep guy, and I love Jeeps, and they got great deals right now that they're Tri-County Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram on the Jeep Compass. Great specials right now. Like, you can lease a Jeep Compass Limited $339 a month, and that's fantastic for 36 months. That's great. Or maybe you want to do something like, I don't know, the Dodge Hornet looks pretty cool, or a Grand Cherokee 0% APR for 60 months, a new 2025 Jeep Grand Cherokee. Brian Krieger, Cheryl Krieger, General Manager Jack Donaldson, they're great supporters of the show, of our veterans, the Travis Mannion Foundation, where they always help out, and they stand with us. And yes, in this day and age, It matters who stands with the show, and they are our official car sponsor, Tri-County Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, and Tri-County Toyota. They are our official car sponsor for the show, and I'm so proud of that fact, and I would love for you to go see them today. You'll love the selection. You'll love the service. They have a service department, and they have previously owned vehicles as well. Now, if you're in the market for a Toyota, they've got great specials on Toyota as well, including, by the way, if you want to go like you want to go truck. I mean, why not, right? I mean, sometimes people love the big trucks. You do the Grand Highlander, $439 a month for 36 months. That's a beauty right there. Or maybe you want to do the Toyota Tundra, $459 a month for 36 months, or you can finance it for $1.75 a month for 72 months. Either way, just go to tricounty.com to see all the specials and go meet them and say thank you for supporting our show. Tricounty.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
All righty. So Count Grandstangelo, Spartacus Booker, and the Tears of Rage band today. He lost it on Cash Patel. Before I get to that, I just want to remind you, we got into a lot of details earlier in the show today regarding the charges against the suspect in Utah. But I'm not going to go into it again. If you missed it, it's podcast. But basically, they're going for aggravated murder. They're seeking the death penalty. And I think they have a very, very, very strong case. They're early in the investigation, but they have a very strong case, including all of the suspect's text messages with his boyfriend slash lover. And we will keep monitoring that. I'm sure there'll be a lot more on that for you tomorrow. So the FBI director today went before the Senate. He talked about a lot of different things, and he talked about the investigations that they're doing. Before I get to Booker, though, let me just play Chuck Grassley. So Senator Chuck Grassley announced that an FBI whistleblower revealed to him that an FBI project called Arctic Frost targeted groups like Charlie Kirk's Turning Point USA. Again, this is the other problem with this idea of hate speech. And, you know, I understand that there's this sense of people on the right who want to, yeah, go get them. You think of the weaponization of this government and how the government was weaponized against conservatives. And then under the idea that groups like Turning Point USA were spreading hate speech, talk radio hosts were spreading hate speech. What did they do to us? They started monitoring us, listening to our communications, monitoring our purchases, spying on us on social media. So I'm just amazed at the amount of people who call themselves conservatives who are like, yeah, hate speech. Let's go get them. Like, idiots, they were coming after you for years, and we were fighting against that. How have you just completely forgotten that? They just killed a free speech champion who was staunchly against hate speech and was the target by the Biden administration of being one of the spreaders of hate speech, one of the biggest spreaders of hate speech. So now we're like, yeah, hate speech laws. Let's go get incitement. Yeah. Stop. This is Chuck Grassley, cut number 8.
At your nomination hearing, I made public records that whistleblowers provide me about Arctic Frost. Arctic Frost was the FBI case opened and approved by antitrust Trump FBI agent Tebow. Arctic Frost then became Jack Smith's Elector case against then Citizen Trump and now President Trump. These new records show that Arctic Frost was much broader than just an electoral matter. The case was expanded to Republican organizations. Some examples of the group that Ray FBI sought to place under political investigation included the Republican National Committee, Republican Attorney General's Association, and various Trump political groups. In total, 92 Republican targets, including Republican groups and Republican-linked individuals, were placed under investigative scope of Arctic Frost. On that political list was one of Charlie Kirk's groups, Turning Point USA. In other words, Arctic Frost wasn't just a case to politically investigate Trump. It was the vehicle by which partisan FBI agents and Department of Justice prosecutors could achieve their partisan ends and improperly investigate the entire Republican political apparatus. So today, Senator Johnson and I are making these records public for the entire country to see, and I hope a lot of people are interested in seeing what government can do when various agencies have a political agenda.
Yeah, well, that's the problem, is that whenever these agencies have political agendas, the people that they tend to come after are us. Every time. Every time. They come after us and moms and school board meetings. Cash Patel talking about some of the anti-Catholic bias that is ongoing currently in the cities. We'll talk about that in a second. But here's Cory Booker disrupting the hearing after Cash Patel calls out his lies. Count Grant Sangelis, Spartacus Booker, and the Tears of Rage Band. Cut 13.
That rant of false information does not bring this country together. If you want to work on bringing this country, it's my time, not yours.
My
you,
God. My God.
If you want to talk about
dividing this country,
it is
I
my
follow
time.
You on your social media posts.
It
tear
is my
this country
time
apart.
To address
so
your falsehoods.
Oh, you, Senator Booker, you can try all
to the
you
division
want
in this country
to not take
Senator
responsibility
time
for what you have
your
said.
Time.
Sir, you're
your
making
time
a mockery
over
of this committee. Sir, you don't tell me my time is over.
You
the people of New Jersey tell me what my
tell
time is. Senator, you can't lecture me.
You can tell
sir,
me my time is over.
You may be the target of the
I'm not going anywhere.
I am not afraid of you,
Mr. Chairman.
Not afraid of you.
By the way, the people of New Jersey should tell you your time is over, and I wish they would. Because enough is enough with your grandstanding. All right, quick break. We'll come right back. Dr. Mike Veneria, our big story sponsor. Go see him today for your perfect smile. You deserve a great smile, and I want you to get a great smile. So go see him today, VeneriaDental.com. He's the best. Don't wait. Make your free dental implant consultation today. We're coming right back.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
All right, so covered a lot of ground today and tonight, and we're almost out of here. I just want to remind you that you need to get your tickets for Jack Carr, Politics and Pints, October 13th. Please do that today. All right, I want you to do that, and you need to do that. All right, so definitely do that by going to 1210wphe.com. Also, October 10th, we are going to be at our event. It's going to be a lot of fun in Wildwood as we do our candlelight vigil to honor Charlie Kirk and get out the vote for Jack Cittarelli. And it's going to be great. So I really hope you'll join us for both of those things. And please do that today. Go to capegop.com and do that. And then if you come to our Politics and Pints, all you got to do is just go to 1210wphe.com to get your tickets today before it sells out. And Jack Carr's events always sell out because he's very, very popular and very famous, and people love the guy, and they want to be there, and they want to support him. So please do that. So here is let's see if I can do this. I got a bunch of things. Yes. Okay. Let's see if I can see now. I don't even know. Oh, yes. John Fetterman. So John Fetterman was on just a few moments ago on Brett Baer with Senator Dave McCormick. We'll try to get Senator McCormick on the show to talk about it. He said the Democrats, you know, listen, you got to stop calling Trump Hitler. Enough is enough here. And I think he's absolutely right about that. Stop calling Trump Hitler. Cut 27.
When you hear some Democrats saying Trump is acting like an autocrat.
Yeah, no, that's the thing. If you actually compare him to an actual autocrat, that is not just that. Now, last night, for example, people were complaining. You know, they were protesting about, oh, that's the Hitler thing. You just don't ever compare anyone to Hitler and those kinds of extreme things. Now, look what happened to Charlie Kirk. I mean, you know, the man was shot. Now, we have to turn the temperature down. It's like we can't compare people to these kinds of figures in history. And this is not an autocrat. This is a product of a democratic election.
So you don't think that Trump is at all shattering any of the norms of democracy in any way?
I'm saying he's definitely different, but that's what America voted for. Again, I don't agree with many of these things, but that does not make him an autocrat.
It doesn't make him an autocrat. And stop calling people Hitler. Exactly right. I mean, he's, yes, 100% correct on that point. Stop calling people Hitler. Stop doing it, because that is what's leading to a lot of this violence. I don't have a chance to play it today, but I played it. I was on Fox News today. I was on America's Newsroom, and I said as much. I said that the Democrat Party right now has a problem, and the problem is they keep giving safe harbor to extremists in their ranks. And these extremists are the ones who are saying these things about us, and we're going to see more violence because that's just the way it goes. Now, I'm not looking for more government action. I'm not looking for prosecutions ahead of time. I don't want thought police. What I am saying, though, and I think you understand, is I'm saying the Democrat Party needs to expunge these people from their ranks. And until they do, until they say that literally hate has no home here, ironically enough, we can't have bipartisanship, because they're the ones giving them safe harbor. They're the ones giving these people safe harbor. Bottom line. All right, please. Join us tomorrow for a full show. We'll be back with you for another four amazing hours. In the meantime, have a great rest of your night. Fox Across America with Jimmy Fallon is up next. Oh, Newman Price has a song. We'll have to wait on that for tomorrow. We were kind of busy today with all these different press conferences and everything else with Utah, but hopefully tomorrow will be calm and not as much breaking news, so we can do Newman Price's new hit song tomorrow during the show, plus Michael Pelka out with the Zioli Army. Soon to be classic. We'll do that as well. Keep the conversation going on X at Rich Zioli, Instagram, Rich Zioli Show. Thank you.
The Rich Zioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.